dig a hole in your backyard, plant it, and put water on it for the next 9 months. And the day your money tree grows up in your backyard, take a picture of it and bring it up here and show me. Just telling you the truth. This Bible will not teach you how to make money. This Bible will show you how to keep it.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on July 6, 2022, and is titled, Liar, Liar. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
This Bible is excellent at sewing up the holes in your purse. This Bible is excellent for making you free. Free from debt, free from the slavery of mammon. Free is what this Bible will make you. This Bible will make you rich. If you want to be rich, then you got to work harder than everybody else, be a little smarter than most of them, and sew up the holes in your purse so you can keep some of it. But you will not get to be a pajama people and get rich. You'll be owned by your laziness, your slavery, and Pharaoh. That's the truth. So this whole money thing going on in Christianity for all these years has caused a little yeast to spoil the whole batch. And so Paul could hear this voice saying something good. He's got a little girl running around behind bragging on him. There's a man of God to preach the way of salvation. See, I'd like to have me one of them down there at United. Just follow me around and tell everybody, there's a man of God. He'll tell you the way of salvation. Shoot, a man might be able to pray the sinner's prayer with a couple of them, get you some new pretenders. Right there in the grocery store. But he heard that voice, and he recognized where it came from. Here's the next problem in the church today. A lot of voices can't tell which one's which. Because we assume that if the guy's sitting up here at the front, he must be speaking on behalf of God. Let me tell you something. Some of them hirelings crawled over the fence. They're thieves and robbers. They're hirelings. They don't possess any more of an anointing than that chair right there. You can't get revelation of this world word out of a file cabinet. No, God has to speak. God has to speak. God has to reveal. And you got to get where you discern the voices. You see, the ability to discern is a gift of the Holy Spirit, of whom the Bible says, all gifts have been distributed to all men. Yet we still decide to argue over the gift of tongues. Why don't you just get up one morning? If you belong to one of those tribes, why don't you just get up next Sunday morning? If you're listening, why don't you get your preacher, get up next Sunday morning and just say that the whole Bible is not true. Go ahead and do that one. Because if you can't tell whether this thing's true or not, and you don't believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, then I'm going to bet you are totally unable to discern the voices that are giving you a commendation. Listen to me. Not condemning you, bragging on you. Bragging on you. The voices are bragging on you. You know, them ones that smile real big and fill football stadiums. Go team! Y'all are awesome. Y'all are blessed. Y'all are doing good. Come back. Bring your check. We'll be back cheering you on again next week. Don't worry about repenting. You're fine. Jesus died for all that. You're fine. Don't worry about nothing. You're fine. Don't self-reflect. You're too ugly for that. Don't be looking at yourself. Stay in a good mood. Jeez Louise. That voice behind you, bragging on you. But Paul knew it. And he turned around, a little girl. And Paul, greatly annoyed. See, when the voices of evil really annoy you, how many of y'all think that I've preached annoyed a few times? Any of y'all ever thought I was a little bit annoyed? Yeah. Them preachers on TV the other morning, there's three of them. Two of them annoyed the crud out of them. One of them was really good. One was a contender. Them voices are annoying. And so Paul, he's walking around and he's trying to do his thing. This little girl's yapping behind him. Blah, blah, blah. Turned around and he said, "The Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." Okay. Try not to look right at me. How many of you got someone in your life you want to command the Spirit out of them? Well, hurry up. What are you waiting on? So he said, "You come out." And he came out that very hour. And when her master saw that her hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. Here's the danger in speaking against the voice of evil that manipulates modern religion. Pretty soon you're going to start monkeying with their billfold. They'll put up with you charging full steam ahead at every little item of theology, every little theory, until you get to the billfold. How do I know that? March 2020. The Commander-in-Chief, President of the United States, asked if we could take a break for a minute while... So maybe people quit dying for a second. Figure it out. Huh? Well, go ahead and send your tithes. We got to still pay the light bill. Wow. Yeah. Just think about that one for a minute. What was the voice coming out from the institution? How are we going to do this? How are we going to survive? How'd they cover it up? We want to worship. Let me tell you something. If you have to be here to worship, you got troubles. You got troubles. He's a God that's all day, every day. That'd be the ones that end in Y. Yeah, your worship's a lifestyle, it's not a place, it's not a song, it's how you live. When you start monkeying with all those things and it starts getting into the bottom line of the budget, guess what? You're going to be in trouble. So if a guy goes down this road, like for real, like a Creflo Dollar, you're going to be in trouble. See, I've been going down this road a long time, but I've been really, really gentle. Really gentle, because this is the layer that's right next to the skin. But we're going to have to pull her back slow. And have to talk about some things. But just know this. The voices out there that are bragging on you, be careful that it's not about the money. Be careful which spirit is yapping its flap. And take command over it. Don't allow it. Let me say one other thing about Paul. He was a contender. So he understood his rival. He recognized the voice of the rival, and he contended with it. Okay? Do you know why there's not one Jezebel in this room? Because the Jezebel spirit cannot contend with the spirit of the king. There's no room. They have to leave. There's some chairs here that used to belong to people who wanted to possess that same spirit and occupy a chair at the same time. They gone. They gone. Can't do it. Do they still go to church? Absolutely. There's plenty of buildings around that have plenty of room for all kinds of spirits. Just the truth. Do you know that the spirit of Satan does not care whose name you put on the door? That you could put a cross on the roof and write Jesus on the door and he'll still come in if there's room. Just saying. So they brought them to the magistrates. They said, these men being Jews exceedingly troubled our city. I've had the very same thing said about me. And they teach customs which are not lawful of us being Romans to receive and observe. Then the multitudes rose up together against them. The magistrate tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. I'm telling you, just thinking about that a little bit today. These people were extremely dramatic. Have you noticed every time something happened, they got naked? They just rip off their clothes. By golly, I might do that at the next election. Just go down there to the polling place and rip off my clothes. That day, you know what? You might be right. They ripped the clothes off the other guys. No, I'm glad you said that, because in the whole day I've just pictured these knuckleheads putting on a show, but they took Paul and Silas and made them get naked. Well, crud, I'm going to end up naked either way. Good job, honey. That's why it takes two of us. There you go. See, y'all need to speak up every now and then. I'm game. I've been so hung up down here on this little girl and her masters and the money today that I might miss that little old detail. And then they whipped them. They made many stripes on them, threw them into prison, commanding that the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison, fastened their feet in stocks. So he's got them locked up good. Sheriff, if you put a guy in the middle room and then you chain his leg to a post, you full well plan on him being there, don't you? Yep. He doesn't get to go anywhere. He just gets his bologna sandwich when he gets there. Watch this. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. I want to stop right there for just a minute. You see, that's not a pretender or a defender. He's a contender. He's got his legs chained together. Just had the tar beat out of him. Now I just found out he's standing there naked. It sure was more fun when them other knotheads was naked. Boy, Robin, you ruined a good story. And they're singing praise songs. I thought you had to leave all the troubles of the day, take a bath, comb your hair, come get in a pile, and praise the Lord. When's the last time somebody beat the crap out of you and you just went in and sang Hallelujah Jesus? You probably haven't had a chance yet, because nobody's been beating up Christians over here. Guess what? It's coming. Glory, hallelujah. You want revival? You got to have some persecution. That's how the whole church got started, was the stoning of Stephen. Yeah. He says right here, They're singing and all the prisoners are listening to them. This is what I'm talking about, y'all. One of these days in my lifetime. In my lifetime. It's going to get rough. But the church, God's people, the contenders, will be outside the building, because we could actually come to a day in America where you can't do this. They already practiced and we fell for it, so they know they can do it. This ain't hard. All you got to do is get somebody to sneeze, give out some Kleenex, and we're done. It's over. All you got to do is breathe a little fear into some people that are already scared. And then there's this contenders over here who don't care. We don't care. If my God is for me, he'll be against me. If he'll never leave me nor forsake me, I'm golden. If everywhere I place my foot is now holy ground because the presence of God is with me and I've been given authority in this land, praise God. When I get into a full giving message, let me bait you up just a little bit. Let me tell you something. Here's how you come into a full giving message: by fully coming to Jesus. And when everything you own now becomes his, at his discretion, at his disbursement, at his direction. And guess what else happens? Everything he owns now becomes yours. So, Chinese people just don't scare me. I'm sorry. We're not going to do that. We had a little accident at our house the other night. It was like a war zone for a minute. We was almost all killed, and a little ransom crave. We've made a new rule at our house. There'll be no more fireworks at the Frisket Ranch ever again. Our horses don't like it. The old people there don't like it. We're done. So we're cooking out a little bit the other night, and them boys, they got them firecrackers. And for some odd reason, them firecrackers are about 10 times as loud as they used to. Every time I'd flip a hamburger, one of them, and boom, you know, and you just, and you just want to beat somebody with a spatula right quick. So they just bound determined, you know, little ransom. You can't tell him no, he's going to do what he's going to do it. So he finally wears everybody out, and he takes some little old box something out there in the dark in our backyard, and that grass is thick. We're all sitting around there minding our own business, and he gets that thing lit up. It blows one thing and turns over sideways, and it starts shooting at us. I'm telling you, them things are zinging everywhere. They're going everywhere. Well, my mom and dad's house burned down one time because my dad wetted the roof and forgot to wet the cedar tree. When the fire hit the cedar tree blew up, burnt the whole cotton picking like a bomb going off. Well, we got trees in the backyard, and it's not a cedar tree, but that thing went in the tree, and it went bloosh like that, and I thought, oh, my God, our tree's on fire. And about that time, Casey, she's running off down there, and I'm not going to tell you what she said, and she's taking off, and Robin, she's dodging behind the pillar, and the things are going whoosh, whoosh, and they just won't stop. One of them hits me in the ear while I'm looking at that tree. I've been shot. Finally, everything stops. Casey done got a hole burned in her shirt, and it looks like you hit her in the back with a ball bat. Set her on fire. Little Ransom, he's over there, and he's in tears, and he just can't believe he's caused all this. And I gathered him up, and I said, it's not you, Ransom. I'm telling you, them little Chinese people are out to get us. It's them Chinese people, I'm just telling you. Oh, but guess what? There's an Antichrist spirit in the earth that doesn't want you to do this. They want to enslave you. They don't want you to have your freedom. They don't want you to live your life. They don't want you and your God to participate together. They just assume he was completely out of the picture. so that every Luciferian on the planet can have their way. And so one of these days, it's going to be like Paul and Silas in a jail cell. And you can be like a lot of people who go to church will be. The pretenders will be so absolutely frightened of the situation that they won't even be able to find their way home. The defenders will be mute by now because a defender can't stand the competition. And there'll be a few contenders while all this is happening. They'll just sing praises to the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll have a smile on their face, joy in their heart, have a full hope and a confidence that on the worst of days and the best of days that God will still be with us and God will still be for us. I won't have to worry about reading the end of the book and predicting the outcome, for on that day my God will be with me. They can take away everything that this United States of America has freely given, but they can never touch your faith, and they can never touch your God. Even if they take your Bible, some of us have been feasting on this for a long time. You'll have to wipe my memory card. It's been kind of happening. You reckon some Chinese people? Yeah. I want to encourage you with all this stuff. Because here's the deal. When you continue to rely on the teaching of man-made institutions where God does not dwell in buildings built by human hands, nor does he endorse the theories of men, you continue to operate in a false, false pretense of God. You will not operate in faith. And it will be by faith that you move forward in this. It'll be by faith that you establish generations for the future. It'll be by faith that God protects you and keeps you and watches over you, keeps you from pestilence, keeps you from disaster. It is by faith that we'll walk and do all this. Y'all still with me? Yeah. So watch what happens when you sing in the midst of disaster. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loose. How many of you have heard in the last 36 months that there's a shaking going on? There's a shaking. What does the Bible say about the kingdom of God? It cannot be shaken. So that means all this other junk's coming loose. And he said there was a shaking and the doors opened. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. You see, there's a guy right there that really ain't much of a guy. First of all, he's sleeping on the job. He was not woke. Oh, I got prayed for right before church tonight. I'm feeling pretty good. Yeah. And then he's gutless because he won't face the music. He's sleeping on a job, and he wakes up, and everything's a disaster, so I'm just going to kill myself. You know who fits in that category? Everybody my age. While we were going to church, singing Kumbaya, listening to our destination preaching, getting three stanzas of Amazing Grace, two widows' mites in the bucket, going through all the theories and theologies of men, coming to town, listening to Moses every week so that he could go hear from God one more time, we go live like hell, and then we'll come back next week and we'll do it again. But yet we're going to go ahead and slaughter 61 million innocent lives. We're going to go ahead and take the Bible out of our schools. We're going to quit praying in public. We're going to take the Ten Commandments off our wall. We're going to remove God from everything, almost including the Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to allow idiots like Colin Kaepernick to take a knee in public while he's coming on our TV set into our room. Should have tore the clothes off of him. And we let it be because we're okay. Because a voice that was walking behind you wasn't the voice of God that said, whether you turn to the left or the right, walk this way. There's a voice of God, a voice of Satan